You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, Matthew Leedy. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Ministries Media. Welcome to His Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you in studio today, Matthew. And to share with our listeners, Lutheran Ministries Media produces a program called Worship for Shut-Ins. And I'd like to learn more about that and share that with our listeners today. Let's talk a little bit about the history. What is Worship for Shut-Ins?
Worship for Shut-Ins is a 30-minute weekly worship service that we broadcast on television, and it's available also online, and we also send it out via DVD. So it is basically made up of opening by a host, and then we have a pastor who does a psalm reading, a 10-minute message, the scripture readings for that week. Mm-hmm. And then we also have about three or four choral pieces sprinkled throughout that with traditional hymns of the church.
Very good. And I had the opportunity to watch one of the services, participate in one of the services this winter when we were snowed in and couldn't get out and enjoy it. That's one of the things that sometimes services online or other places don't have is choral music, and it was nice to have the choral music. So I gather that includes volunteers, church choirs from the area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking for choirs who are interested to come in and to record for the program. We've been very blessed to get choirs actually from all over the country because we're based on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, where our studio is. So we always have groups coming through there, and it's a great opportunity for choirs whenever they're traveling or if they're interested to come in and to record on the program.
And so, tell us about the pastors who serve on Worship for Shut-Ins.
Well, we typically have a rotation of five pastors who are regularly on the program, and then we also have guest pastors. So for instance, we'll have Reverend Gregory Seltz on the program All Saints Day coming up on November 1st. And so we periodically will have guest pastors. And this year we have guest pastors who had been historically on the program in the past, but have since retired. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing them back as part of our big 50th anniversary celebration.
That was my next question. How long has Worship for Shut-Ins been around and serving our shut-ins?
Yeah, so Worship for Shut-Ins started back in 1965 originally in Toledo, Ohio, by Reverend Oswald Bertram. He actually ended up passing away in 1979. And so sometimes we ask about ministries and organizations. You can find out or think about how important you are if tomorrow you no longer existed. Well, for Worship for Shut-Ins, we found that out. And when it ceased to exist, there was actually a strong following in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so there was a group there who was interested in getting the program back up and going. And so through that, there was a lot of support to make that happen. And for many years, we were housed at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, utilizing their facilities there in order to continue on Worship for Shut-Ins to be able to broadcast the program.
Tell us about some of the people who are served by Worship for Shut-Ins.
Most of the time, I would say people who watch the program are individuals who are homebound, mm-hmm. Who have, for various reasons, unable to attend church. And that might include homebound as in not able to leave their home because of snow. We sometimes joke in the wintertime that we're not Worship for Shut-Ins, but Worship for Snowdens. So we do get quite a few of those at that time of the year. Besides that, we have people who may not be able to attend church on a regular basis, or people who, you know, they just want another worship opportunity in addition to the worship service that they attend Sunday morning. So as they're getting ready and having their coffee and eating breakfast, they might be watching Worship for Shut-Ins before they go in. And sometimes people joke to make sure that their pastor got it right, mm-hmm. that Sunday with their sermon. So.
Now, you probably shouldn't watch Worship for Shut-Ins while you're driving. We can leave that to Worldwide KFUO. You can listen to the worship services while you're driving.
That's one of the unique things about Worship for Shut-Ins is our focus is on video. So we find that it's special that our pastors are able to connect directly through the camera, watching that interaction, that personal mm-hmm. connection that you make with the pastor on the program. And so that's a real special blessing, I think, for the viewers.
You and I were talking about this off the air earlier about the point of view for the person who's watching Worship for Shut-Ins, you know, typically, typically in a recorded worship service that maybe just a typical congregation might include, the camera is kind of off in an obscure place in a unique angle, and they can see everything going on in the sanctuary, which is nice. But the perspective, the point of view for Worship for Shut-Ins, the camera is the congregation, the pastor's preaching to you,
right?
The person who's watching on the other side of the screen,
right? And that's I think really important as our pastors convey that message to our viewers, that they are the primary one, and that means that message is also personalized to them. Where, you know, in a congregation, whenever they broadcast their program, like on a public access station, that's wonderful when they can do that. But at the same time, that's a little bit of a general message where our pastors are sharing a message typically to viewers that they know are going to oftentimes be at a particular stage in life. Mm-hmm. And our pastors are trying to bring across a message of care and comfort that's going to connect with them where they are at that point.
And not every congregation can webcast or provide a TV broadcast of their services. So this certainly can help meet a need in that area as well.
That's right. And we work regularly with congregations. We actually work with Lutheran Women's Missionary League and a grant that they gave us to produce DVDs through our Reach and Preach DVD subscription program. And through that, we can send DVDs to congregations or to nursing homes and assisted living centers where they can pass that DVD along to people and maybe either share it with them, watch it with them, put it to go on a television in a room where people can come together and watch it together as a group. So there's a lot of different ways people can do that. And so the Reach and Preach program has been highly successful for those instances. Yeah.
Tell us about some of the people who have benefited from Worship for Shut-Ins, who have, over the 50 years that the Lord has provided through Worship for Shut-Ins, some of the people who have shared some stories with you or feedback with you.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I love most about my role as the executive director, and reading through every one of those letters that we get that comes in from viewers, you know, about how the program has touched them in some ways. Been there to give them comfort, you know, during oftentimes very challenging time in one's life. And so I love hearing those. You know, it's not unusual for us to receive letters, especially from people who are becoming more elderly, who are unable to attend church. And then they can watch the worship service, you know, in their home. And then also, even when they're in the nursing home, and there was one letter recently that we got from a couple that were talking about how once they moved into the nursing home, that their kids made sure that they had a laptop computer that they could watch Worship for Shut-Ins on, and that way they could still worship together, even at that time. Because, you know, for many people, you know, being able to worship even at that point in life is still vitally important. So we want to encourage that and support that as much as we can.
So they were set up with their laptop there, and they had their internet connection. They could just sit down and worship, join together and worship, hearing God's word, hearing the good news of Jesus proclaimed there. And not only in the preaching, but also, as you pointed out, in the music as well.
Yes. And that's always, and people love the choirs that come in to record. And we have everything from adult choirs to choirs with children. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of the older people love to be able to watch those choirs with children and to see how our faith is being transferred and passed along to the next generation, which is awesome.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out earlier, alluded to this, that there are times when those of us who might not necessarily be regular shut-ins also, you know, can benefit from Worship for Shut-Ins, whether we're trapped at home because of the snow or other reasons that might prevent us from making it to worship with others in a congregation setting.
Yeah. I'm just thinking as you're talking about that, there's a story we recently received from a couple up in Alaska who, in their situation, they had recently been baptized. And then shortly after that, they were baptized in a Lutheran church, in fact. And shortly after that, they ended up having to move because she was going to be a principal at a school. And in that instance, there wasn't a Lutheran church nearby, and it was a very isolated area. You can imagine up in Alaska. And so for them, their pastor actually shared with them about worship for shut-ins. And through that, they've been able to worship with a Lutheran worship service, even in their location where their worship opportunities were very limited, and there are in fact no Lutheran services for them. So,
and something else that you mentioned earlier that I enjoyed in our conversation off the air is that worship for shut-ins, while certainly coming from Lutheran pastors, can reach a broader audience as well who appreciate that, that pure proclamation of gospel and the sacred music as well. You mentioned that it reaches audiences beyond Lutherans as well.
Definitely. And I think that's where we're definitely unique in that respect when it comes to Christian media today with our message that we have, a message of, coming from pastors, who are trained in the LCMS, I think, and then also hymns that are traditional hymns of the church. There's not really very many opportunities when you're turning on the television to be able to tune into something like that. So Worship for Shut-Ins, I think, has definitely been able to fill a huge void in that respect.
And who are the, I know you have a small staff, but there are other people that, that work together to make Worship for Shut-Ins happen.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And, I haven't been a part of the ministry for a real long time, but from the very first day that I came on board, I've just been amazed by the impact that our volunteers make on the ministry. Through Lutheran Ministries Media, we have people that come in and help with productions, people that are manning the cameras to controlling the knobs in the control room, to people that help with, decorating the studio, the chapel studio that we have, to also helping with mailing. So the ministry would not operate, obviously, without the support of many of the awesome volunteers that we have on a daily basis, literally.
And volunteers, we know very well here at Worldwide KFUO how important volunteers are in helping to keep things moving along, and especially when it comes to media production as well. It takes a lot of hands to sometimes make those things all go smoothly. Well, again, share with us how we can how we can watch Worship for Shut-Ins. It comes in several different formats, several different ways it comes to us.
Yeah, in fact, the way that most people watch Worship for Shut-Ins is on television. We're on a number of local markets, and we're also nationwide via a cable station called TCT. So a lot of people can find that on cable television if you have cable in your home. We're also on DirecTV via TCT also. That's channel 377 at 11:30 Eastern time. Besides that, we also have the ability to be able to broadcast our program via the internet. So people that go to our website, worshipforshutins.org, can actually access that week's program on our homepage. And then we also have an archive library of programs that they can go to and watch past programs as well. Whenever somebody doesn't have access to watching us on television and aren't comfortable or able to use the internet, then we also have our DVD subscription, Reach and Preach. And they can simply contact us, and we can sign them up for that. And that's another way that they can receive the program every week, a new program sent to them in their home.
Very good. And the phone number for us for listeners to reach you if they're interested in the DVD service.
Yes. If they would like to call Worship for Shut-Ins, they can reach us at 888-286-8002. So that's toll free. Once again, that's 888-286-8002.
Well, thank you, Matthew, for sharing with us, and congratulations on 50 years of celebrating Worship for Shut-Ins and God's blessings. Thank you for being our guest today on His Time. Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Lutheran Ministries Media in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thank you, Andy. It was great to be here.